And I invite you to close your eyes so that you distance yourself from outside stimulus, any distractions that may be around you, so that you can turn inward and perhaps touch that divine spark that's within you, that connection. And it's an interesting word, connection, for it implies that when you don't focus on connecting, you are disconnected. And yet, the divine spark is connected 24/7. What stops this connection is us getting in the way of it. So how do we stop getting in the way of it? The energy of gratitude, the energy of compassion, the energy of love, the energy of laughter, the energy of music, all of these things help to remember you are always connected. And so in this energy of love, joy, happiness, laughter, compassion, we are connected. And let us invite Kryon to come and give us another message.
Do you know your contract? Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. We have spoken of this thing so many times, the contracts that you have when you come in. Some call them soul contracts. And many of you are looking for what that is, or feel there should be one, or you know what it is exactly and are trying to fulfill it. All of those things we wish to speak of. Now, some will say, well, you've spoken of this many times, Kryon. You've spoken about contracts and soul families and all of that. What is different this time? This is what I'm going to tell you now. This entire month, we're going to talk about some energies, if you wish to call them that, that are starting to be delivered on this planet that make a big difference to that which is literally reality. And we are telling you what we have said before, that the veil is starting to lift. This was the subject of all last month. The veil is lifting. It's creating a different paradigm for all of you. What does that feel like? Some of you already know. You've even mentioned it. We even did a full channel of Are You Feeling Strange Lately? Do you remember that one? The difference is coming from both outside of you, your soul, perhaps, to the planet, and inside the planet to you. Some will even call it the double whammy. This is very complex. It involves that which is the 24th chromosome pair of your DNA. It involves the pineal gland. It involves so many things. Can you imagine what kind of complexity when the soul has more control, you might say, of you as a human, that you have a lot more energy from the other side through a lifting veil for yourself, and then also you have the energies that are coming from the very planet itself, which has time capsules, which are awakening to your awakening? This is the shift. So what about your contract? We're going to talk this month about what I will call missing energies. Missing because they never were here. This is one of these exceptions we'll talk about. Sometimes the energies come in with you and it's just a matter of you finding them. These are energies that are new for the planet, very new. What do they mean when it comes to your purpose, your contract? So let us give information that we have given to you many times in many channels. And this is the culmination of that. We're going to talk about contracts in this, a new energy that has some missing parts that are now starting to show up. Do you feel you have a contract? Now, some will say, I have to have one. Because when you come into the earth, there's got to be purpose. There is indeed. So what is it? Am I fulfilling it? And then there are those who say, what if I don't fulfill it? Do you realize the linearity of that question? What would happen if you didn't do this or didn't do that? That, dear ones, is the idea that you're going to be punished if you don't do something well. And we've told you where that comes from. So let us start literally at the beginning for you. At the wind of birth, that moment before you step into the planet, which we've explained to you right here, you are given that which is the potentials of your life. That should you awaken, if you want to, there would be things to carry out that you know about, that you feel strongly about, and that you will recognize. Did you get that? If you start to awaken, you'll be aware of that which is the potentials. Now, did I say contract? Let's review that. A contract is a human experience, dear ones. Sign on the bottom line, and you are responsible to do something or else. That is not anything from spirit, nothing. You come in with potentials. The potentials perhaps to awaken, and when you do, there would be some things given to you, synchronicity supplied, and off you go. Most of the planet up to now, most of the humanity is completely in the dark to this. There is no searching for any awakening. There's simply survival. And you go from place to place. Sometimes you're lucky enough to be born in a civilization or a culture where it's easy, and sometimes you're not. But the idea of awakening to a bigger purpose that comes from God, if you say, is not necessarily on anyone's mind. But the old souls know. Old souls come into the planet, and at a certain point in time, they ask themselves, am I doing anything that's helping anyone? Is this really why I'm here? Then it starts. Because that is permission to know that which are your potentials. Can you imagine looking at the potentials, or the contract, if you wish, of my partner? He was simply surviving and was an engineer, not interested in these things at all. Until his mid-40s, when something happened, and then he started to awaken. And when he did, you see what took place, and the contract revealed itself. It wasn't a contract. There was no signing on the bottom line. There was him finding the potentials. And the more he looked, the more was given. Did you get that? The more he said, give me more, I am interested, the more was given. These are the parameters of that contract. There is no contract. You might say, if you think there is, it's invisible ink, because many of you are rewriting them. Why would that be? So let's discuss that. Let us say you have been a light worker and an old soul for many, many years. Let's say you started out that way. Let's say it's been more than 20 years or 30 years, and you've always been interested in the esoteric. You've always known you were here for a reason. Suddenly the shift comes. Let me ask you, when the energy shifts that greatly, do you think your purpose changes? And the answer is, it does. Because you now have tools you didn't have before. And those new tools allow a whole different kind of avenue of why you might be here. Things start to awaken within you that never awakened before. Synchronicities allowed you to meet people and do things. And then there are those who say, yes, but I have a contract. I can't go in this new direction. Listen to me right now. Yes, you can. This is not a contract that is a binding contract. It is something that says, change me, move with me, have synchronicity, go many places that will allow new doors to open and new avenues. The light worker can go any of those places. You can have multiple contracts and choose one. Dear ones, how do you feel so far about that? Do you have a contract? You have purpose. If I had to give any kind of a message to any of you about what that generic contract would be, I would say this. You come into the planet, and the whole purpose is, will you awaken or not to that which is your magnificence, your soul family, and the shift of the planet? Will you or will you not? And in that free will that you were given to look or not look, when you start looking, that's when all of the potentials show up that you think are contracts, because you're linear, one thing at a time. It's not that way. The world opens up. The soul opens up so much more of it for you. You can go in so many directions. There's not just one that's right, dear ones. And then you may go one direction and find another one expands it even more, and you can then change. That is who you are. So for any of you asking about the frustration of contracts, I will tell you this. Relax. Be peaceful in your magnificence. Sit back and find what comes to you that seems the most compassionate, feels the best, the most loving, and say to Spirit, this is what I choose. Bring it to me. Then the doors start to open. And indeed, that's why you came. I am crying in love with all of you and your magnificence. And so it is.